You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. If you could choose to be happy every day for the rest of your life, would you choose that? I know it seems like a fairly odd question to ask. I mean, who wouldn't, given the opportunity, want to feel consistently happy, right? The truth is that there are many circumstances that we will find ourselves in where we would not choose happiness, even if it were available. Let me give you a couple of examples. Perhaps it's on hearing the terminal diagnosis of a loved one, on discovering that the job we so dearly wanted went to someone else, on receiving the call from school to say there was an accident and you're needed now, on witnessing the crash on the freeway, three family cars involved, on hearing that there's nothing else they can do, that you should start making plans. In these scenarios, we want to allow ourselves to experience all of the emotions that come up, the sadness, the confusion, the terror, the helplessness. I believe that what we are really seeking is peace, to welcome peace in the face of despair and frustration, the discontent, the stagnation, the grief, the shame. What we actually crave is a broader human experience. We want to know that we are safe to feel these intense emotions, that we're still going to be okay, that we will survive. We want to know that we can hold them, we can witness them, and we can allow them to be part of our experience. The extent to which we can allow deep grief is the same extent to which we are available to joy and to bliss. Allowing the grief and the sadness gives the opportunity for it to be transmuted, for it to pass. The more that we resist against these emotions, the more that we push against them, the more ferocity they gather, and the more persistent they become. So, rather than striving for more happiness, what if we allowed our hearts to settle on the emotion that was being asked to be felt and held space for that emotion with an offering of peace? Grief and peace. Sadness and peace, confusion and peace, frustration and peace, loneliness and peace. It's not always easy to do, but just a little offering of peace can help us sit in the space of these intense emotions and allow them to be part of our human experience.
That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.